Page 191. Manchester's industrial decline.
I grew up in a mill town in Lancashire, about 15 or 20 miles north of the city centre. And when in my childhood, everybody worked in the mills, from the dyeing and the weaving and the spinning to some textiles finishing and so on. And all my family, my aunties and uncles, my parents worked in those mills. And until the late 1970s, that was just what you did in my town. And then they started closing one by one. So the last bit of my time growing up as a teenager was a period of Great Depression in the area. And this was true all the way across the region, that all of those textiles mills were closing down. And this was because there was an increase in the exchange rate because of North Sea oil and a big recession in the UK economy. Unemployment was going up substantially. And it was the time when Mrs. Thatcher's government had taken power and decided not to try to offset any of the effects of that recession. So the mills closed, the unemployment rate was very high, the buildings were dirty, it was very polluted in the 1970s. So the whole sense you had of the place was depressed, grimy, downtrodden people, not much money, incredibly somber times. And that was the time when we saw the beginnings of the very embedded problems of urban poverty mm-hmm. that we have now. Because then you got prime-age adults who lost their jobs. They didn't have any transferable skills. They stayed unemployed the rest of their career. There was no money in the community, no other jobs being created. There was no extra money going into the schools to compensate for what was happening, so their children stayed unemployed as well. And then you get that cluster of problems of bad housing, low skills, no jobs available, lack of motivation, and other problems that follow on the heels of those, like drugs and crime in those kinds of areas. And it got embedded then, I think.
Copyright Cities X.